while we had the trial 12 months ago of the first component of slowdown, didn't include our roadside assistance and tow truck drivers. And so I'm really pleased that we've now got to the point where they've introduced, as of the 26th of September, what will be called the Sarah Rule, in honour of my own daughter and the work that we've been doing.
I'm very sorry to hear about Sarah.
Yeah, look, it's actually, I've just driven out of Canberra. I'm driving back right now, and I have to drive over where my Sarah was killed, February 15, 2012. And every time I come down the Hume, I've got to contend with a death that should never have ever happened. And the concept of people not looking after each other has become so important to us to ensure that we all drive so others survive, and we focus in on getting everyone home safely. That's got to be the things that we do. And so it's incredibly personal. And the other thing is, tomorrow it would have been her 31st birthday. And so for the last 8 years, we've been grieving her loss and will for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. Was she a Canberra girl?
No, she was from Sydney, but she was travelling down to Wagga Wagga to start university at Charles Sturt. And her car broke down on the Hume, something that happens literally across the country thousands of times a day. And that's all that happened. And a distracted driver drives up, doesn't give them the space they need to be safe, crashes into Sarah, leaving her and the tow truck driver in pieces on that Hume freeway. It changes your life. And, you know, we're now dedicated to trying to protect other people's lives.
I'm on the south coast of New South Wales, and even over the last year we've heard emergency service workers ask motorists to slow down and be a bit more respectful, because they're out there doing those dangerous jobs on the side of the road all the time, and they're often confronted too by drivers that are thoughtless or angry or just, I don't know, irresponsible, I guess.
Look, that's absolutely right. When we get into our little metal cocoons, we forget that, we're actually driving a vehicle which can maim and kill. And in some respects, we not only forget about that, but we are not concerned about it. And the reality is that, our work takes us across the nation, and we deal with the police and emergency services. And, many of them are suffering PTSD as a side effect of what they have to see, the injuries and the death on our roads. That shouldn't be the circumstance. So we've got to acknowledge that we're out there every day. I mean, all of us should be out there every day actively protecting the lives of others as we drive. Driving so others survive is our motto is.
Yeah, and that's a terrific motto. And I guess I don't want to dwell on it because obviously it's now changed, but you must have been a little bit horrified last year when they didn't include roadside assistance workers.
Look, absolutely. And the fundamental issue here is that every life needs protection. I'm a rural firefighter, and so because we've got red and blue lights on our trucks, my life would be protected, and I'm not out on the road. And yet the roadside assistance, last year the NRMA had 1.8 million incidents that it attended. And many of those are in high-speed environments where there's no control for there, because they go to where the person breaks down, as do the tow truck drivers. And yet their life was being seen as less important than our emergency responders, our police. And as a RFS person, it's really a grave concern that our life would be valued more than these people who are out there every single day. So I'm so pleased that we've now got exactly what we called for in terms of that petition, and along with Western Australia, where they've got a complete slowdown move over, which includes our roadside assistance and tow truck drivers, that's leading in the nation. So, we're extraordinarily pleased, and we'll continue pushing across the other jurisdictions to ensure that every slowdown move over protects everyone who's out there in harm's way helping our community.